We are joined now by Jana Favero, Director of Advocacy and Campaigns at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, to discuss the bill and the repercussions it could have. Jana, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Now, first of all, to place this discussion in context, what exactly is this bill about?
Yeah, this bill is something which originated almost 3 years ago. The government made an attempt to remove mobile phones from people in detention, and they were thwarted through the courts. The injunction was successful in preventing the government from removing mobile phones. They then tabled a bill, version one of this bill, 3 years ago, and it didn't really go anywhere, but now they have resurrected it. And the premise of the bill really is that it would increase the powers of Minister Dutton to be able to confiscate and seize any items that people in detention facilities had without any evidence, without any proof. It's a complete overreach. And really, at the end of the day, what this bill is about is reduced accountability and transparency in detention while removing critical access to the outside world, and that being mobile phones for people in detention.
Now, you mentioned there that it was brought before the federal court before and that this ban on phones was found to be unlawful. Why have they resurrected this again after finding it was unlawful in 2018?
I think that the last parliament, they didn't have the numbers, which is why they didn't pursue it through the Senate, whereas now they're hoping to be able to get the numbers to put it through the Senate. But unfortunately, this is the mandate of this government, that something is found to be unlawful in the courts, and then the way they try and get around that is actually changing the law when they've got the numbers. So it's complete disregard for the rule of law. It's complete disregard for lawyers and courts' decisions, that if a court favour goes against the government, they then just simply try and change the law. It really is quite outrageous that the government are doing this. And my suspicion is that because they didn't have the numbers in the last parliamentary period, they are now looking with the current parliament to push it through, because they continue this policy of punishment, deterrence-based treatment of people seeking asylum and refugees, and want what's happening in detention to really remain behind closed doors. Because one of the only reasons we know what's happening in detention, that we know there's overreach, we know there's use of force, we know currently that there's insufficient PPE and safety measures for COVID-19, is because of mobile phones and people's ability to get information out. So that is why they are trying to get this bill through Parliament again.
Now, you mentioned there the fact that mobile phones provide this level of transparency, really. What are some other concerns about this bill and how it could impact the immigration detainees?
Yeah, it really diminishes the accountability and transparency in detention. It means that anything could be deemed as being a prohibited item, even pen and paper. And we know how much detainees in detention really do rely on. We've got artists in there, we've got musicians in there. Anything could be deemed to be taken away from them. So it's really an unchecked power, because the minister decides what prohibited items are. And what the most curious thing is, that this bill, they haven't even proved why they need the bill. 3 years ago, it went before a Senate committee. They weren't able to provide any problem that existed in terms of what is this bill trying to solve. And secondly, they're not able to provide any evidence as to the current powers are insufficient. So the impact on the lives of people in detention, I mean, I'm in Melbourne, we're in lockdown, I use my phone multiple times a day to connect with grandparents, to connect with family, to check in on my neighbours and see if they're okay. So the vital importance of a phone to connect with the outside world has been highlighted even more during COVID. So imagine people who are in detention facilities, especially those who are now being transferred to Christmas Island. Not only can they not connect with loved ones, but it also makes it much harder for them to connect with lawyers, with support people, or even access telehealth, which is one of the only ways to access medical care. And remembering that a lot of people in detention were those transferred from Papua New Guinea and Nauru to Australia for medical care. So it really has wide-ranging implications, not just being able to connect to the outside world, but able to access vital support services. Mobile phones really are a lifeline to people in detention.
Absolutely. And one example, which I think is a really good key for why mobile phones are important, is the example that one advocate said the Tamil family from Balewella would not have been able to capture footage of the government's attempt to deport them without their phones. I also wanted to ask you, what is being done to oppose these changes?
Yeah, so absolutely right that I have no doubt that family from Balewella would probably be back in Sri Lanka if it was not for mobile phones and then being able to put a spotlight on what was happening in detention. So at the moment, there's a lot of lobbying that is going on. This bill is expected to pass the House this morning and then go to the Senate, and it looks likely to come down to the vote of Senator Jackie Lambie. There have been some incredible speeches in the House already speaking against the bill. There was such a raft of submissions, including from the Australian Medical Association, from the Law Council of Australia, ASRC, Refugee Council from Australia, the list goes on, all opposing the bill. So all of those organisations are putting the arguments forward for why the bill needs to be opposed. The clearest thing I can say is that there's no reason for the bill. It is just another attempt at overreach by the government and for more powers to be in the hands of Minister Dutton, and we're doing everything that we can. We delivered a petition to Parliament yesterday that was signed by over 153,000 people calling on parliamentarians to oppose the bill. So it doesn't have the support of legal bodies, of medical bodies, of human rights organisations, of refugee advocates, of people in the community, and most importantly, people in detention are speaking out against the bill as well.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us on The Daily and tell us about this bill.
No problem. Thanks for covering such an important issue.